producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Tonight, each and every show, we bat around with our pal from Talk Media News. Ellen Ratner is with us. Ellen, Dr. Evil, Kim Jong-un decides he's going to do this H-bomb test. Were you surprised by that? Maybe surprise isn't the right word.
Well, I think that they are doing whatever they can. They'd rather starve their people and come up with nuclear weapons than they would to feed their people and not come up with nuclear weapons. He clearly has fantasies of trying to take over the world. He's only 33 years old. You know, he killed his uncle, apparently, by having him shot like a dog in a cell. So this guy has very few morals, and I would not be at all surprised if whether this turns out to be the actual bomb or not, if he doesn't work very hard at the point of a gun to make his scientists come up with a hydrogen or even worse bomb.
Yeah. And we'll see how that all plays out with the UN and whatnot. And, of course, we'll keep all the listeners updated on that. The other thing is, yesterday, and I got a ton of phone calls on this, of course, the reaction to Obama and talking about the sense of urgency to fight the gun violence. We talked about that the day before, but he was teary-eyed. You know, he had to kind of wipe tears from his face.
One of my colleagues from Fox News said he probably had an onion behind there, but most people feel like that was a genuine tear. Now, the issue is, of course, he has $500 million, $500 million that he needs for mental health. That he's going to have to get through Congress. I don't know about the AFP agents that he wants to put, because he might be able to move money around to get that in without having to go through Congress. It will be interesting. I don't think he's necessarily going to bring up the gun issue when the State of the Union is next Tuesday night, and we'll be live with you from there. But I do think that he will probably bring up the mental health issue, because that has bipartisan support in Congress. There are a lot of people who have been in mental health. Senator Stabenow was a psychiatric social worker. There's an outgoing member of Congress who is Jim McDermott, who is a psychiatrist. So although those are both Democrats, there are other mental health people who are not. And so I think that there is going to be quite a bit of bipartisan support to get more money in the mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. Hey, how about this? You know, as you mentioned, the State of the Union, you don't think there's going to be a big emphasis with the guns. Nikki Haley is going to be, the governor of South Carolina is going to do the response, the Republican response to the State of the Union. She's a rising star, isn't she, in the Republican Party?
She is a rising star, and a lot of people think that she might be a vice presidential candidate. Some other people have looked at Susan Martinez, who's the governor of New Mexico, as a possibility, because, of course, she's also Hispanic. So we'll see what happens. But those are both big issues at this point.
Yeah, no kidding.
They're both not big issues, big people.
Big people, absolutely. I like that. Okay, one last one. Donald Trump now coming after Ted Cruz about the whole birth certificate thing, birthplace in Canada. This is just campaigning, isn't it?
It is campaigning. We also know that John McCain was born in the Panama Canal Zone, and although he's clearly an American citizen, they say, well, because he was born essentially on a military base, so that was an exception. So I actually think Ted Cruz will be eligible to run for president. I don't know that he's going to get the nomination. I just don't see people ignoring him or taking him away because he was born in Canada of an American mother.
Yeah, I agree with you. Ellen Ratner, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we covered a lot of ground with Ellen, talking about Donald Trump, talking about what could happen with Kim Jong-un and his background, what he intends to do, his youth, etc., what we saw with the whole idea of the H-bomb, and ultimately what the UN is going to do, the sanctioning, which, what does that amount to? A slap on the hand, a slap on the wrist, if you will. But does it again, does this dissuade someone like this dictator from pursuing options that are even worse than the atomic bomb? You know, I have done this in the past where I rank who I think are the most evil in the world, and he makes my top five list. You know, he kind of booted out Raul Castro, who would definitely be in there somewhere with the Castro brothers and what they think they're showing us in Cuba and what we believe is really happening in Cuba. So he makes the top two, frankly. He absolutely makes the top two. It's craziness, I tell you, craziness. All right, as we motor along here on this hour of America Tonight, you know, it's interesting because with the way technology is now, you know, you can do things like broadcast live radio shows, and that's what we're doing right now. If you were on Periscope, you would see me doing America Tonight. And as part of America Tonight, we tell you that you can, of course, always link up with us on Facebook or Twitter, because everything happens in the 140 character world, right? And in the world of baseball, what is so big and was tweeted out immediately is when anybody is nominated or gets into the Hall of Fame. So Ken Griffey Jr. was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame on Wednesday. He had the highest voting percentage ever. Highest voting percentage ever. And Mike Piazza, a guy who I covered both of these guys. Mike Piazza also is going to be in Cooperstown. As somebody who's been there several times, if you are a fan of the great game of baseball, it is a place to go. No question about it. You know, you think of the steroid era and the Asterisk gang, and Griffey was never, ever implicated, tainted, talked about as far as steroids were concerned. So Griffey was 400, I want to get the numbers right, he was 437 of 440 votes. That's what he got in his first appearance on the ballot. His 99.3. Have you ever gotten 99.3 on anything? 99.3% topped the mark of 98.84 that was set by Tom Terrific, Tom Seaver, who was on 425 of 430 ballots. I guess I could have saved this for the We Can Count segment. But I think it's really great that Mike Piazza gets in, because he was shy of what he needed last time around, but he got what he needed on his fourth time on the ballot. And so he'll get inducted with Griffey on July 24th. A player needs at least 75% to gain election. So Jeff Bagwell missed by 15 points, votes, I guess not points, and Tim Raines by 23. Trevor Hoffman on the ballot for the first time was 34 short. You know, see, it is all about results, isn't it? We are in results season when it comes to politics, and in sports, that's what matters as well. You talk about results and votes, and so that's kind of how it falls down. It's wild because Roger Clemens, you know, there were some increases for some superstars who were accused of steroid use. Roger Clemens, one of them, he got up to 45%. Barry Bonds up to 44%. Hey, quick reminder, we're always taking the show on the road. Check out KateOnTheRoad.com. You could even win a computer. Hang with us, everybody. On the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, going places that I've never been.
Have you ever wondered what rich people know that you don't? Because people who are earning 10 times more than you are not 10 times smarter than you. But they do have a secret. They know something you don't. And that something is what I'd like to share. Because I started out like you, buying dozens of money-making programs, 99% turning out to be nothing but mumbo-jumbo. But eventually, I discovered a secret. Earning over $284,000 in a single year. And this is why I have a confession to make. Because most people think my success came from luck or hard work, unfortunately, neither is true. Because I didn't start making more until I started doing less. Less physical work and more mental work. This is because I owe all my success to one thing, and I'd like to share it with you in a new free book. All you have to do to get a copy is go to realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com. Obviously, this offer is limited, so please go now to realcashsecrets.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that it's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Lots of reaction to this, both through the email, people calling us, talking about Obama and executive actions and guns and background checks and what that ultimately means. Joining us now is Michelle Byington. She's been on with us before to talk about that. And the U.S. Law Shield, which is interesting because of what a resource that has been for perspectives on anything related to guns, but certainly on these executive actions. Michelle, Happy New Year. Welcome to the show.
Happy New Year to you. Thank you.
So here's the first thing. Your reaction to the specifics of what we know, anyway, of what the president wants to do as far as background checks are concerned.
My reaction to watching that news conference yesterday was this was just one big anti-gun pep rally. With this executive action, what a lot of people don't realize is the executive order is the lowest form of law that the federal government or that the president can do. Cannot use an executive order to unilaterally change the federal firearms regulations, which is what a lot of people don't realize. He's going to have to convince Congress to change that. This executive order really is almost symbolic, if you ask me, and it was just one giant pep rally yesterday.
You know, so it's interesting because is the idea, and of course this is mixing politics with a huge issue, is the idea is just to rouse people up and make them believe that, listen, all these horrible things that have happened, some of them involving guns, that's the problem. If we could just stop with the guns, we would have a fabulous, much more safe and secure nation.
Right. So I think yesterday was a first step in a long journey in firearms confiscation. I think he wants us to be like Australia, and he wants us to be like the United Kingdom when it comes to firearms. He wants to disarm Americans, and this was just step number one. And you're exactly right. He's pinpointing guns. He's demonizing guns when we all know that a crime can be committed with a knife or any sort of home utensil. I mean, for instance, the Boston Marathon bombers went to Granny's house and grabbed her pressure cooker to go wreak havoc on Boston. So he really is using guns to further his agenda. His agenda is not, it doesn't seem to be crime prevention, because if that were the case, we'd be all for it. And if he really wanted to prevent crime, it would make more sense to arm your law-abiding citizens as opposed to disarming them. Because we all know criminals don't fall. If a criminal wants to go get his hands on a gun, they're going to do it.
Yeah, I agree with that. If they want to get their hands on a gun, they're going to do it for sure. So then what do you think is going to be the challenge? I think there's going to be a lot of legal challenges to anything that's thrown out there.
Absolutely. You're exactly right on that one. So he's going to use this executive order as step one, and then he is going to attempt to, I guess, get Congress to enact some stricter gun laws by working with the definition of what constitutes a firearms dealer and what engaging in business means. And there's going to be a lot of pushback by the American people on this, because when you tell the American people that you can't have something, what do you think Americans are going to do? Oh, yeah, I can have it. I'm going to have it. So there's going to be a lot of pushback, and for sure.
Yeah, I agree. There's going to be legal challenges, et cetera. And plus, here's the thing, and you guys talk about it, gun laws are all over the map. They're constantly changing, right?
Oh, absolutely. Every time there's a legislative session in any given state, gun laws change. I mean, I'm here in Texas, and you think Texas is just, you know, got these very liberal gun laws. In fact, we really don't. And even this past summer, our gun laws changed again.
Right, and it's keeping up with that. I think a lot of times, too, even gun owners, they have to keep up with what's going on, because because you've defended so many people that have found themselves in a quandary or quagmire, if you want to use that word, when they're stuck not knowing what the specific law is. I mean, I lived in Vegas, Michelle, and one of the things, I had a kick door robber, and the policemen who came to help me were great, and luckily, because I yelled and had gotten to the door at the right time, I just got like a bump on the head, but that was it. I scared him off. But they were advising me, hey, you know, you're at the time a single woman, you should get a gun, but here's the thing, then you need a clean gun, because depending on where, if you shoot somebody, where they are, they need to be armed. You need to make sure they're armed. I'm like, what? So I have to have a gun that I plant on a body, because I got to make sure I don't get screwed up by the laws. And basically, that's what the officer was telling me. He was trying to protect me and say, you should do this, but just be aware, this is the other part of that equation, so you know.
Education is key. If you are a gun owner, you have got to be educated, which is why U.S. Law Shield puts on gun law seminars all across the country. And if anybody's interested, I would really encourage them to go to gunlawseminar.com, because education is key. You need to know your rights. You need to know what you can and can't do when it comes to a firearm. And at the end of the day, that's how we're going to save our second
right,
educated population.
Mm-hmm. By knowing more about what it actually means. What do you make of this last part of the, and because, of course, it's tragic when someone who's seriously ravaged by mental illness does something with a gun, but how can you police that? Because what if somebody goes through a terrible loss and they take Zoloft for a few months? Does that mean that they can't get a gun? I think that's going to be a very difficult thing to try to regulate, frankly. What do you think?
Absolutely. I don't know how they're going to enforce this, if it's even going to be possible, because of HIPAA laws. There are privacy laws in this nation when it comes to doctor-patient privilege.
Yeah.
And it is frightening if you think that perhaps you have an issue and you just want to go talk it out.
Mm.
That may stifle treatment, because you are afraid to go in and talk to a doctor, because potentially your file could be rummaged through by some government agent with an agenda. So, again, I don't know how they're going to enforce this. I'm with you on that. And they're going to be violating federal HIPAA laws. When it comes to trying to figure out mental illnesses and who's got what, it's just opening up a whole bag of worms that does not need to be opened.
Yeah, I agree with you. Michelle Byington, thanks so much, as always, for lending us some insights into what's going on. U.S. Law Shield, check it out, uslawshield.com. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so it's interesting. She makes a great point, and this is what I say all the time. If you listen to my show, or if you're just listening for the first time, I say responsible gun owners. You hear me say, I'm for responsible gun ownership, and what Michelle just said there, that is the key. Wherever you get the information, you know what it's like. It's like I'm a person who doesn't like to read a million directions, but if I'm a gun owner, it's on me to know what the laws are so that I correctly know what my rights are and I responsibly own this gun. I mean, that's a key thing. For me, if I'm pushing something, I'm pushing you absolutely should be able to own a gun in this country, but please be a responsible gun owner for yourself. The worst thing that could ever happen is you have a gun, you take care of it, then you lose interest because you think everything's good. I'm using this for protection. Yeah, I haven't been to the range in a long time. I haven't cleaned my gun, but it's okay. And then you have the terrible break-in scenario like I had actually in Vegas. True story. And you can't, you're stunned. You can't do it. You can't get to the gun. Or you try to get to the gun, but the person gets to the gun and uses it on you, which how many of those scenarios have we heard of? A handful. It's not like there's millions of people having that happen to them. But I think that's in my conversations with so many people about guns. The responsible gun owner is the person that has the gun, uses it for recreation or defense or a combination of both. But they're definitely on top of what the laws are. My story to the what happened to me in Vegas, the kick door robber didn't have a gun, of course, but I wouldn't have known if I had had a gun and I reached for the gun and defended myself. Luckily, I had scared him immediately off. But if I had the gun, used the gun, I would have no idea that, oh my gosh, they can charge me with, murder. They can charge me with second degree manslaughter or whatever it was, because maybe he didn't have a gun in his hand. He was just overwhelmingly big and had a club in his hand or whatever. And that goes to what I'm saying again, responsible gun ownership. That's my issue. My issue is I don't think it's the idea of taking the guns, not right. That's not going to stop some of the horrific things that we see happening. Somebody wants guns, they're going to get them. The people in San Bernardino, they're going to get the guns. The kid in Connecticut had access to the guns because his mother was a legal gun owner, and it was easy enough to go down that path for him. There are exceptions to this, but not as many as you think when you really dig into, okay, where did it happen, where did they get the gun, etc. And then especially the third twist is the mental illness part of it. On the surface, if you said, oh, somebody who's really out of their mind, got to stop them from getting a gun. Oof, yeah, absolutely, I agree. How do we do that? How do we know who that person is? The person who just is distraught because their family was killed in a car accident and they're taking Prozac for months, that's not that person. So this is going to be a wild ride to watch how this all unfolds. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way next on America Tonight.
$10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
More and more people are discovering the incredible benefits of alkalizing the body, and there's no better product for it than AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds, just a few drops in water will rid your body of harmful waste and give you more vibrance and vigor than you've had in years. Now buy two bottles and get $10 off your order. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Into a new year. Really, honestly, and I mean this, 2016, let's make it happen. I hope you don't have many, many valleys to go through. I hope it's a good year for all of you. It's going to be an exciting year as far as what happens in this country when it comes to the election. And, you know, we've been talking about that a ton on ATN. I was talking to my pal George Russell today, who is just a great guy, and he is all over what's happening in New Hampshire, and we'll have him on. And he's been there for the past 12 years. And I'll tell you what, he, when it comes to what's going on in Nashua, when it comes to what's going on in New Hampshire politics, and just in general, what's happening, you know, in the Northeast, he's got the pulse. And he was talking to me today about the fact that, you know, with this election, it's going to be insane what happens in Iowa and in New Hampshire for these primaries. And then South Carolina could almost be the tiebreaker. Right now, Trump has a 14-point lead in New Hampshire. Rubio is second at this point. How about that? And that popularity for Trump just continues to rise. So if you look at the results, Trump would have, and this is public policy polling, Trump would have 29%, Marco Rubio 15%, Chris Christie 11%, Kasich 11, Jeb Bush 10, and Cruz 10, and then you keep going down from, you know, from there. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has a slight edge over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. So Clinton 47%, Sanders 44%, Martin O'Malley just disappearing into the wind, 3%. And these are most likely Republican voters, primary voters, and Democratic primary voters. And remember, we're talking about, we're less than, at this point, a month away from New Hampshire and the primaries in New Hampshire. Wow. It seems to me, and it feels like I have been talking about this for so long. And this is the results season. You're either in or you're out after this. I mean, somebody, some of these people with hardly any votes whatsoever, even in polling, you got to figure they're going to start tanking. I just don't see how they can continue to do what they're doing and hang in there and spend money and money and money and money and money. And the answer is, you know, most likely we're going to see some people dump out. We're probably going to see that. So now with guns back on the political menu, this is going to be what will be part of the Sunday swirl in the next couple of days once we hit Sunday. It's going to be about reaction to the president's executive actions coming up on CNN Thursday. He's going to have an hour to do the town hall meeting with Anderson Cooper. So how, whatever it is that's being proposed, mostly the background checks, how that holds up is going to be massively challenged, of course, in court, and we know that. So the likelihood of anything standing for these executive orders is not very good. However, it will take time for that to happen. In the meantime, while we were sleeping and didn't realize what was happening at the Capitol, the House actually passed Obamacare repeal. Now, we've seen this show before, too, and, of course, there's the power of the veto. There's not enough consensus in the Senate. I mean, this is not going anywhere fast, that's for sure, but it is a marker. I mean, it is a marker in place saying, okay, this, here's your repeal, because there were so many people that wanted to, you know, that wanted to see some action on Obamacare, and they haven't got gotten the satisfaction, gotten no action whatsoever, right? So this is what the House is doing by waving the flag and saying, okay, we heard you. We're repealing, even if it's just to put it on record. So we have North Korea, and remember, this is the mashup in the beginning, so I'm kind of giving you the snippets of bullets of what's going on. We have North Korea claiming they detonated an H-bomb. We have China stocks that have been grounded once again. Now we have Joe Biden saying he regrets not running for president every day. Whoops. Guess he could have changed his mind, but too late for that. And in the meantime, we have a new study that says cell phone distracted parents deprive baby brains of some critical developmental signals because they're not paying attention. Oh, isn't that great? There's just more and more reasons why you've got to put the cell phone down. Because now research saying that it's costing your baby, oh, long-term consequences, the distractions. They used rats, because of course you're not using people, they used rats, but they say the implications in the study, and this was just published in the Translational Psychiatry Journal, that was the study, they're talking about the fact that it could be very relevant for many parent-baby interactions because of the technology that we're just completely obsessed with. And they said they were stunned in the middle of doing this test, doing these experiments, at the lack of consistent, repetitive, and reliable attention that affected the animal's ability to develop proper emotional connections to help them understand pleasure, for example, that they needed rhythms. Now, these are rats, but they say other studies of rats in similar environments didn't always result in the offspring with altered pleasure processes. So they're doing more testing, but I have to say it makes you feel as though there's probably something there, right? Of course. I mean, why did people forever and a day talk to, why do people talk to babies in the womb? So now the cell phone distraction could have these undeniable effects into the future, that it can deprive babies of developing brains of developmental, crucial developmental signals that they need because of the constant bleeping, you know, bleeping the tick that you hear of the cell phone. There has to be non-cell phone use days. Or hours or moments or something. We're not using the cell phone right now. We're going to actually focus on our kids. We're going to actually focus on what we're doing. I don't know. I don't want to regulate anyone's behavior, though, and I don't want to lecture anyone. And I certainly have been as guilty as anybody of paying attention to the phone for something that was going on and not paying attention to so much of what was right in front of me, although I really, really, really try very hard not to do that. Because I hate that. It's like you lose time. You lose time because there's conversations going on around you. Then you jump back into the conversation, and that's the worst. What'd you say? I don't know what you said. And then everybody's distracted, and it becomes just a big kind of brutal non-conversation, right? I don't know how many of you, because I said this, we're just a few days really still into the new year. How many of you, and raise your hand because I have my secret glasses where I can see across the nation and beyond. How many of you got an adult coloring book for Christmas? Did anybody get an adult coloring book? I see a few hands. I got an adult coloring book. It was like these crystals and snowflakes and whatever, and they're just fly off the shelves. Coloring books, they say, aren't just for kids because it's a huge rage right now. Researchers and art therapists say that there's calming benefits by coloring. I really did. I got Crayola crowns. I got a coloring book. I did. My whole family did. And actually, because the books were put together in such a clever way with different themes and one was tattoos, and they were so intricate and whatever. So the books themselves were actually kind of interesting. So adult coloring books first came out actually in 2012 and 2013, and it used to be kind of a niche hobby. Now it's game on, baby. It's a trend. Like, you'll actually go somewhere. I actually finally saw my first person coloring. I thought, oh, that is so odd. I have to say, even though I got one for Christmas, I see this big kind of, I would say, what's the right word? Just like a manly man. And maybe he was coloring his kid's coloring book. I don't know. He was at McDonald's. His kids were running around. He was coloring the coloring book. And I thought, well, good for him. This is a calming thing. Exactly what they say. So you go and play. I'll color, kids. But we won't be on the cell phone, so nobody's brains are being dissolved. Stay with us. On the flip side, dumb things I shouldn't have done.
What is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, everyone. You know, Tom and Crow and I were talking about how the kids today don't know squat about sodium.
Yeah, I couldn't have put it better myself, Mike. Why the shocking lack of sodium taught in the schools today is shocking.
That's right, Crow. So we ask ourselves, how do we reach kids today about sodium?
Through the rock and roll music that the kids seem to like.
Yeah.
Hit it.
So we do a really fun thing where even when I was away, I got a ton of email about this called Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done. All you have to do is tell me the dumb thing that you shouldn't have done. It could be anything. And I got some real whoppers coming up here in just a moment. Remember, just flip them to me at America Tonight. On that note, let's head to Dumb Things.
Dum, 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 dum.
Homeowners buy surge protectors to protect their possessions from unexpected surges of what? Electric current, water flow, air pressure, buyer's remorse.
I will say B, water flow, final answer.
What?
Dum, 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 dum. I'm dumb.
Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Welcome, Dominic. Dominic tells us, Kate, it's embarrassing what I did. I have to tell you. Here's what I did. I was visiting the relatives. In fact, not my relatives, I guess my relatives by marriage, my in-laws. And I don't have a problem with my in-laws, but it was kind of a crowded house. You know, people start to kind of get on people's nerves after a while. I found myself taking long walks, volunteering to go to the store, which I never do. My wife was shocked. And just getting a break from the action because it was kind of cold where we were. So you had to kind of really get out of the house, if you know what I'm saying. And we did wash, and I had a whole bunch of underwear that was in the dryer, and my wife dried it too much, and somehow it shrunk. Don't ask me how. I've never heard of really shrinking underwear, and it wasn't cheap, so I don't get it. Somehow the underwear shrunk. So I had no underwear for a day. I had to do the freewheeling thing, if you really understand what I'm getting at here. And then because of the car situation, my mother-in-law had to take me to go get underwear. You have never lived until you have shopped for boxers or briefs with mama. My dumb thing that I shouldn't have done is let my wife dry the underwear too much. Listen, I don't know. I've heard of women's underwear shrinking, but well, I guess guys can have their underwear shrink too. That would be brutal. Oh my gosh, that would be brutal. Especially crossing that line. Even if you were close. I mean, look, we're all human, so what's the deal? You have to get underwear? It'd be uncomfortable. All right, move on to this one from Bridge. Yo, Kate, dumb things I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have had another. And another. And another. I tend to get loud because I don't drink a lot, but I was in that partying situation with some workmates, and accidentally I let slip a few things I probably shouldn't have let slip. It wasn't anything downright mean, but there are things I would have preferred not to have said, like telling my boss that I thought he was pretty cute for his age. He reminded me of it the next day and the day after that. I was never so happy as to have a couple of days away from the office. What do you think the statute of limitations is on him busting my chops over another and another and another? Oh, you stepped into it. Once that happens, you know, that's why they say, watch what you say at the company party, because it can come back to haunt you. But look, you didn't dance on tables. You didn't sound like it was terribly brutal, but maybe a little embarrassing, perhaps. All right, one more. This one from Bobby, and Bobby says, hi, Kate. Happy holidays. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. I shouldn't have forgotten to get my wife stocking stuffers. Seems everybody in the family had lots of stuff for their stockings except for my wife's, and I was kind of red-faced when it came to putting stuff in the stocking because I had nothing to put in there. I was scouring the house for anything, but you know when you're trying to find stuff to make up for what you did, it just doesn't quite work out. And it was the night before Christmas, and there really wasn't much I could do about it. I have a feeling somehow I'm going to pay for it in the end. Check on your list. Wife needs stocking stuffers. I got to get them. All right, thanks for those. You can send me your dumb things, americatonight.net or delaneymediagroup@live.com. Let's go out to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Had to put my headphones down. I'm here. Hello?
No worries.
Okay, I got a joke.
Hello, we are here.
I got a joke for you. Ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay, this Englishman walked to the top of a hill and he said, God, how much is a million years to you? And God replied, a minute. He says, God, how much is a million pounds to you? And he says, a penny. And the man says, God, can I have a penny? And God said, yeah, in a minute.
Oh, that's clever. I like it.
I heard something.
That's good.
You can have it. I heard something today on Rush Limbaugh that I may bring my scenario true to where you have to take your clothes off and walk to New Jersey. Because you said Biden would never run. You'd walk to New Jersey if he did, blah, blah, blah. Hillary is close to being indicted by the Justice Department for her debacle with the classified emails. They've got enough on her to do it right now. They're pressuring the Justice Department to bring forth an indictment. The Justice Department is hem-hawing around, but the FBI has said, hey, we're going to take this public and let the world know what you're doing. And there's been also talk of a revolt in the Justice Department against Lynch over her refusal to do anything about that. But yet they'll investigate Chipotle, they'll investigate Bluebell ice cream, blah, 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 they'll investigate ham sandwich if they want to. But that is possibly coming to fruition because of the fact that Hillary just screwed up royally, and they got her by the short hairs for evidence against her for taking money while she was Secretary of State and funneling it into her Clinton crime family foundation. And so it looks like maybe Joe will then come to the rescue and he'll name Obama as his vice president, and that's the way it'll go. I don't know about it, if he really will take him as his vice president, but I think Joe's going to come through with the program. I'm here to save the Democratic Party. Vote for me and we will be free. La, 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 la. Okay, and I got a dumb thing I did. My sister and I made a go-kart when I was just a young lad, and we had one of those stick brakes, and so I was getting ready to get in and go down the hill, and she said, let me take the first ride. I said, well, you helped me build it. Sure, go ahead. Actually, I didn't want to get in that damn thing. It looked like a death trap. So she gets in it, and I give her a push down the hill. And this is the Sierra Madre where they got some nice hills. And she goes flying down the hill, and it goes wiggle, goggle, wiggle, wobble, wiggle, wobble. And she reaches and grabs the brake and pulls back on the brake, and the brake come off in her hand. And the next thing was a brick wall, and she hit it and got a big bump on her head. And I took her home in the cart by pulling it. And I put her to bed, covered her up, put a towel on her head, and my mom came home and says, where's Linda? I said, oh, she's in bed asleep in the middle of the day. So she went and checked her, and here was Linda with a concussion and a big knot in her foot.
Oh, that's a brilliant dumb thing. Thanks for telling us that story, Dan. What a good share that was. A perfect way to end this hour. Woo! I coerced my brother into sliding down a slide, and he broke his arm, but I did not crash him into a brick wall. Dumb things I shouldn't have done.
Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you love.